they are giving a lot of focus on the programming. Data science is more about your math. Every company focus only on the two things in your data science interviews. In machine learning is y equal to f of x. Welcome to BPEC Podcast. So today's topic is primarily designed for all the data science learners who are preparing and who are trying to give the interviews, or even people, data science learners who are planning to join data science or data analytics. So this podcast is very important. Try to don't skip it, or try to don't forward this entire video. We will be discussing various tips and tricks to make your data science career transition successful. And one of the major mistakes every data science learners are doing right now is like they are giving lot of focus on the programming. Let's take Python, or even on the lot of tools like SQL, like your Tableau, like your R programming. So in this way, people are spending a lot of time on the tools, and they are feeling like, yes, like for example, if you go with machine learning, so they learn about regression, and they feel like they are able to write down regression, means like they are able to import pandas, they are able to import the data set, they are able to perform some data understanding, they are able to perform some data cleaning, they are able to split the data, we call it as sampling, they train the model, test the model, evaluate the model, and even some people can deploy it. So that's it, they used to feel like, yes, so I'm ready, I can go for a data science role. But that is the trouble. So now data science is not about programming, data science is more about your math. So data science is, as I said, data science is not about programming, data science is completely about math. So what does it mean? What exactly meant by math? So now what exactly people focus in your interviews? So every company focus only on the two things in your data science interviews. One, they focus on your real-time projects which you worked on. So every real-time project need to have a certain amount of financial gain or a financial benefit, or it can be an efficiency improving, or it can be certain sort of automation, so whatever it may be. And the second thing is like in the interviews, they focus primarily on the math. So now what exactly math? So let me just start with a simple equation. So the global equation of your supervisor learning in machine learning is y equal to f of x. So y states about change in output based on change in input. It's not about change in input, which is x. It is also about your function, which I can call it as a mathematical function. So now the goal of your machine learning or the goal of data science is, so you need to make a foresight, means like you want to make a prediction. So in order to make a prediction, you need to understand the pattern. So now based on understanding the pattern out of the historical data, you are able to make a statement about the prediction, or you are able to make a statement about the future. So that future prediction can be a forecasting. That future can be, for example, hey, I want to make a statement about sales with respect to the marketing, or the sales with respect to the kind of product price, or the sales with respect to some X factors, some X input parameters. We go with a regression model. So you want to say, hey, whether a person going to, for example, now Apple Watch is doing the same thing. If you take the Apple Watch, it is able to say for females or for the ladies, it is able to say that, hey, you are able to be ovulated or not. So like it is able to make a prediction, classification, ovulation or no ovulation. So or it is able to say, hey, there is a crash detection or there is no crash detection. And again, whenever you are able to get into your images as well, for example, the John Deere, which is a tractor manufacturing company, they are able to detect whether it is a crop or whether it is a weed. It is also a classification. So based on the type of image, or based on the type of an audio, so based on the type of a text data, or it can be your time series data or whatever it is, we are able to make all this is about the predictions. So the key of prediction is it need to be accurate. So the accuracy of the prediction is dependent on two elements. One, the input parameters. And the second one, it is dependent on the mathematical equations. So now what is happening with data science learners is they are focusing more of your learning tools. Like they completely, like we can say 90 to 95% of all the data science learners' energy is spent only on learning tools, like learning the particular, Python. So learning data cleaning, learning Hoops, or doing some hackathons in programming, or dealing with machine learning coding, or dealing with NLP coding. In this way, they are spending a lot of time only on programming. And they are building their resume. And even in the resume, I don't feel like there is something value added stuff for the company. So like they, to see that and to feel attracted in the data science learners. And for example, even if the resume is getting shortlisted, they are unable to speak on the theory. For example, what is the theory? If you take a linear regression, let's start with a linear regression. So now, how exactly a linear regression algorithm is constructed? For example, the equation of a linear regression is why we go for a linear regression when the data is having a linear pattern. And if your goal of the prediction is also is having a linear pattern, then the linear regression going to make a proper sense. Why? Our goal is I want to make a statement about the future sales or the future profits, but the relationship between that output and the input is having a linear, so we try to choose the linear regression model. So whenever we are going to linear, how you calculate that M value and how you calculate that C value? So by using which technique? Are you using a straight line technique? Are you using a least square technique? Are you using a gradient descent technique? In case if you are using a straight line, what is the equation to calculate M? What is the equation to calculate C? If you are going with your least square technique, what is the equation to calculate M and C? If you are going with gradient descent, what is the equation of your gradient descent? All right, you went with those things. In order to go with a linear regression, what are the assumptions you are choosing to go for a linear regression model? Perfect. So now again, you need to have the assumptions behind the linear regression. So if you are going with a correlation, so what are the assumptions behind checking the correlation coefficient? So now what is this correlation coefficient value ranging from? All right, if your goal is like multicollinearity, what is the mathematical equations behind multicollinearity? That's what we call it as a VAF, variance inflation factor. So what is the range of your VAF to keep the value or to drop that particular value? So you need to remember the math. For example, if the model accuracy is not performing well, so now how you need to grow the model accuracy? In order to grow the model accuracy, if you are going with a feature scaling technique, so what is the equation of your feature scaling? That too, for example, if you are going for a standard scalar or standardization, that's what we call it as a Z values. So what is the equation of it? If you are going with a normalization, what is the equation of your normalization? So why we are going with your standardization and why we are going with our normalization? So what is the math behind normalization and standardization and why you are using it? How you decide? So normalization going to give us a good accuracy or standardization going to give us a good accuracy? And apart from it, for example, whenever you are going into your particular evaluation metrics, for example, model evaluation metrics, how you are able to identify the right model evaluation metrics and how you decide with it, why you are going with a mean squared error or a mean absolute error, or if you are, it is a classification model, why you are going with a lift chart, or why you are going with a ROC curve or a AUC curve, or why you are going with your classification report, what are the kind of insights this metrics are able to give it to you? So now if you are able to go to your deep learning. So what is meant by your activation function? What are the different types of equations we have it? What is an optimizer? What are the different types of optimizers you have it? What are the pros and cons of Adam optimizer? What are the pros and cons your NAG optimizer? What are the pros and cons of your gradient descent optimizer? What are the pros and cons of your momentum optimizer, of your ADA grad, ADA delta in this way? So what are the how you choose your loss function? What is a cross entropy? What is your what is the difference between a cross entropy and a mean squared error? If you are going with a decision tree, why you are going with an information gain or a Gini index? So if you are going with a Gini index and information gain, what actually is differing? What is the difference? In a Gini index, you don't have a log. When you go to your entropy, you have a log. So what is the purpose of information gain? How you choose your root node? So how you choose your maximum split or maximum depth? In this way, if you take machine learning, it's all the mathematics. So from the linear regression or from your statistics, for example, even in the machine learning, we do the cross validation. Why you are doing cross validation? So it is a concept of your statistics central limit theorem. So central limit theorem states that so the mean of the population is equal to so mean of sample means. So now for that reason, in order to make a statement about the population, instead of relying only on a one sample, I want to do multiple resamples out of the data which we have it. Resampling, which is a concept of your statistics. Standard error, so standard deviation divided by square root of n, which is a concept of your statistics. So now why you need to go for hypothesis testing? So why you need to go for an ANOVA test, or why you need to go for two sample t test, or why you need to calculate the confidence interval? So why you are calculating that confidence interval? What is the lower confidence level and what is your upper confidence level? So why you are calculating it? What is the purpose of it? Why you need to keep outliers or why you need to remove outliers? So what is the danger with the outliers? So as a data scientist, your goal is to make the prediction. So in order to make the prediction, your major heart is data. And with that heart, I think we can say without mathematics, you can't do anything. So the reason why companies are moving towards a data scientist, why they are paying a lot of salaries and why they are hiring data scientists is for the deeper knowledge they have on the math. So with the help of their mathematical skills and with the help of their approach, we are able to get an efficiency in our business. For that reason, they are knocking the door of the data scientist. So now if someone want to take a tool and if they want to just perform some analysis, let's say a graph, if they want to plot a graph, so why we need to hire a data scientist? So we can train our company people. If you take Tableau, we can do internal training. Or if you take your Python, we can perform training barely for 1 week, all the people going to learn Python. So once they got a very good knowledge, if you are learning from the courses, the same way, why can't we make our internal team to learn that? And why can't we use it comparatively? Then hiring a real data scientist and having an internal trained data scientist, comparatively costing wise to a company, internally trained data scientist is low in cost than compared to a person we are hiring it from the outside. So costing wise, we can hire at a very low price. Then why companies are not choosing someone to train internal team and to hire it? Why they're going with from the team outside? The only reason is for the math which they have it. So now your asset is your mathematical knowledge. So now without a proper mathematical knowledge, I think you can't practically, survive in your data science interviews. So now what I personally suggest is in case, for example, again, whatever the suggestion I'm giving, it is not from my suggestion. I saw a lot of learners, so who completed their courses, and while I'm doing the free call consulting, I came to know that, so they spent like 6 months to 1 year of programs, but still their math is not good. And they are unable to crack the interviews because of lack of poor mathematical knowledge. So for that reason, I'm suggesting everyone. So the math is very, very important. If you take a linear regression, the equation is important. If you take any equation, take a deep learning, there is a mathematical equation. So go to reinforcement learning, related to policy, there is an equation. Related to an action, there is an equation. So Bellman equation, it is an equation. So now entire reinforcement learning comprises of equations. If you are able to go to your Markov decision process, it is an equation. If you go to deep learning, convolution neural networks, there is a mathematical equation behind it. So if you are able to go to RNN, there is a recurrent neural networks, there is a mathematical equation. Basically, y equal to mx plus c is your regular linear regression equation. But whenever you are going to your RNN, the equation going to be yt equal to, or yt plus 1 equal to, or yt equal to, so w into x xt comma yt minus 1 plus bt. That is the equation of your RNNs or LSTMs. Again, within LSTM, you have various gates like input gate, forget gate, candidate gate, and output gate. So now you need to have a lot of base on the theory. So the more the base is, again, theory doesn't mean, hey, what exactly is that? That's not what company needed. Why you are using this? And when you are using it. So they want that theory. For that reason, they are investing on top of you. So now, even I do deliver a lot of trainings to this corporate people. I suggest only one thing. Means like I go and deliver to the senior managers from Cognizant or whatever it is. I suggest only one thing. The math is the key element. If you are trying to do automation, if you are trying to do some predictions, you can do in a very simple note with RPA. But if you are planning to perform data-driven automations, you need to have a lot of base on the theory. Without the theory, you can't make any automation live. So now there is an AutoML, so it can just, if you pass the data, it can do it. But the client's going to ask you one question: on what basis it is able to make a prediction? Let's take a small example. So now you are using a website, it is using machine learning. Hey, it is able to say, hey, you're gonna be slim in the next 10 days. So the one question I have it, on what basis it is able to say I'm gonna be slim in the next 10 days? I can't believe that it is a machine learning model, so I want to believe it. So now I want to knock the door of explainable AI. So in order to explain the parameters which are helping you, yes, there is various libraries, like SHAP is a library which can help us to understand the parameters. And as well as in order to interact with our models, we can use Gradio kind of UI applications as well. We can just build it. And again, in order to understand your explainability of model, there are a lot of graphs coming into it and we can do that. So now, but the theory is important to tune your hyperparameters or to understand why the algorithm is not performing, what to do, what not to do. So for everything, you need to have a lot of theory knowledge. So if you are going with image recognition, so theory is important. If you are going into your visual language models, we are taking the combination of image and the text and we are trying to make the predictions. Again, in lines of visual language models, if you read the research papers, I think it's all about the theory. It's all about the mathematical equations. So if you go behind the machine learning algorithms, the low level coding, it's all the math. We write it down. It's all the math. We code it. It's all the math. We are trying to go for it. If you take a lasso regression, it is a math. If you take a rigid regression, it is a math. So whatever you are taking, it's all the math, we are able to go for it. So if you start reading the research papers, it's all the math. So only one thing I suggest, if anyone are planning for data science careers, so data science career is not just a tool-based career. Means you take a tool, you learn it, you can feel like I get a job. But data science is not a tool-based career. Data science is a research-based career. So the better you can research it, so that's the reason. If you take into big companies, take Google or take your Facebook or take all this, these people are coming up with their own researchers in order to make the better predictions or in order to make the better automations. For example, take FB Profit. The goal of FB Profit is to make predictions related to their market mix modelings. So they came up with the FB Profit algorithm and we are using it. So now in the similar way, whenever you go to data science, the goal here is to get the better accuracy. In order to get the better accuracy, we have only two things. One, the right data. We can't actually every time get the right data. Only one thing we can fix is fixing the right equations. So that's where the researchers are spending time on coming up with different equations, framing it and testing it, and they are trying to grow their machine learning accuracies as better as possible. So now when you are planning for a data scientist, don't just go with this one. What exactly I can suggest? Don't just bargain. Hey, can I learn only machine learning? Can I learn only deep learning? Can I learn only reinforcement learning? So when you're planning for data science career, you're planning to solve the problems the companies are facing. So related to the future, so with your mathematical ability and with your business acumen skills. So now whenever you are having this, we can say data reasoning as well. So you have a great data reasoning, means you know what data to be collected, you can understand the business in a better way, means you got the empathy, as well as you're able to had a you got a very good mathematical knowledge. So you see every business problem in a mathematical way to solve it. So programming is just taking that thing to life. That's it. So now programming is just a tool, whereas math is the real asset, or we can say like in a very simple note. So your mathematics is the driver, whereas Python is your wheel. So without a driver, there is no point in having a wheel. So like having a great Python ability without a driver is pointless. So now that's the reason, try to build a great mathematical ability that's going to help you to get into your data science roles. In the interviews, the way you showcase the confidence in your mathematical equations going to pull you the job. If you are struggling seriously with data science jobs, so now or machine learning jobs or AI jobs, the problem, you need to fix it with the math. And once you got a very good mathematical skill, but still I'm not getting at the job, the problem here is with the resume. What you placed in the resume is the problem. So the problem is not with the training institute or the courses. So keep on changing the courses doesn't make any sense. So now the only fix you need to do is, so understand or analyze where exactly the things are going wrong. Why I'm unable to get a job, or why this is unable to get me the right result. So analyze it. You are a data scientist or you are an analyst. So try to analyze it. So why I'm unable to get it? There is only two problems. One, lack of theory. In case if you are getting calls, but you are unable to make interviews, the problem is with your theory or the problem is with your projects. So next thing is, if you're not getting the calls, the problem is with the resume or with your LinkedIn, what you showcased it. Try to fix these two things so you can make a career into data science. Still, if you have any queries or questions, you can reach out to me. So try to start reading research papers. If you start reading research papers, it's all the math itself. It's all the mathematical equations. Try to read it. Make it as a habit. So try to understand. In a very simple note, I give you a few things. In any research paper, you have only four things. So like you will be having a model architecture, you'll be having a proper transformation function, or we can say an activation function, or you'll be having a loss functions to measure whether it is the right or wrong, whether the left hand side is equal to right hand side or not. To check it, you need to have a loss function. So now in order to optimize or to identify that parameters on the right hand side, you need to have an optimization function. That's it. That is the overall game behind it. So but in order to identify that, we come up with different optimization functions, different loss functions, different model architectures. The way we change it gives rise to new algorithms. So think on it, go through the research papers, start building your knowledge, be confident with your machine learning math. That is the only tip and suggestion I'll be giving it. In case if anyone are interested, try to read this particular research paper, which is on visual language models. It's very good. It's interesting. Try to work on or try to read the visual language models. It is interesting research paper. Try to go for it. We are trying to feed image data as well as the text data into the models so that we are able to get the good predictions. We are trying to encode them, the image data and the text data, we are encoding them and we are trying to decode them. So now try to see that, try to go through that research paper, try to start going through a research paper, make it as a habit, so that going to help you in your entire data science career. And not only in the career, if you are a real data scientist, if you are working in a job, so try to always work on complex things, challenging things, always think towards impressing, means giving the best in lines of solutions. Always think 1 mile ahead from other people. That going to help you in your career. So even in this recession period, it's going to help you. Thank you so much.